This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox, and myself, Brady Quinn. Make sure you catch us live weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern or 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you. You can find us on the iHeartRadio app, and we will be taking you all the way up until the end of this hour, 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific, and we do so live from the TireRack.com studios, TireRack.com. We'll help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So we are about a week away from the NFL draft. LeVar Arrington will be on Fox Sports Radio's coverage of the NFL draft for draft night. Coming up next week. It's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of speculation about what is going on in the draft. And somebody who's got some intel on how things work behind the scenes in the draft is none other than Bill Belichick. And this is not pertaining to the Seth Wickersham piece that came out, the novel he put together yesterday talking about the Kraft-Belichick dynamic, why Belichick didn't get the job in Atlanta, and all the other drama back and forth between those guys. But Belichick was on the Pat McAfee show starring AJ Hawk, and he talked about, you know, just sort of the rumors out there, the speculation when it comes to the draft and players, quote unquote, stock rising in the draft, and just what that actually means behind the scenes.
The biggest newsmakers here quietly are the agents. Nobody wants their player to get picked higher than them. So a lot of the information, I think, that comes to the media about who's going to draft who, how high they're going to go is, you know, a lot of media driven. So, you know, when the agent hears, well, you know, my player could go anywhere from the second or the third round, you add one to that and say, well, these GMs or these teams are talking about taking my guy in the first round. I've never done that. I've never told an agent, hey, we're going to take your guy in this round. We're going to take your guy with this, you know, with the 27th pick or the 31st pick or whatever pick it is we have. I don't think there's too many teams that do that. But I think the agents will say, hey, my guy's going to go at 31 to this team. My team guy's going to go at 17 to that team, that type of thing. And then that just generates interest in their player.
So that was Belichick yesterday talking with Pat McAfee on the Pat McAfee show starring AJ Hawk. And you know what's funny about that, though? We know all this. People have said stuff like this. And yet we still take, or at least I take the bait every single time and read into it and love reading about these rumors. Even though I know majority of them aren't true, I love the draft so much. Throw whatever you want on it and I'm going to take it. Like, I don't care. Like, I'll take whatever info you got, even the bogus stuff.
It's unfortunate, though, that you do get some bashing of players because of it. Like, ultimately, the person, people who are impacted the most are the individuals that other agents are having to put down in order to elevate their player, or at least perceivably. And another thing about that is it doesn't bode well for them then when their client doesn't go as high as maybe they're telling them, or they're trying to pump them up in the media to go. Like, if I'm a media member and I'm talking to an agent, which I don't talk to agents. I can't stand agents. I seriously, like, I just, even my buddies who are agents, I'm just like, oh man, like, I can I even take anything they're saying and not feel like it's biased in some capacity? So I apologize to my friends and people, even my own agent, which I would say he's probably like the least agent-y agent that's out there, who I love, and that's why I'm with him. But I digress. Like, I just, if they're telling you something and then it doesn't end up being true, because a lot of times you can just go call the team or someone you know within the team and fact check that, they lose all credibility. Like, that's what I don't understand about a lot of the media in today's world is it lacks credibility in a lot of ways, because they will go with anything, whether it's an agent or even a low-level scout that you see have these anonymous sources from a scout. Which I'm like, yeah, well, dude, like, are they telling you the truth? Like, what's their incentive to tell you the truth? Like, what's the incentive to tell any media member the truth about what they're going to do with their team? They could risk losing their job. They could risk, you know, losing any credibility they have in their organization and the players they're scouting. It never makes any sense to me this time of year. But, you know, again, the media just runs with it just to create clicks. And that's the business we're in, unfortunately.
Well, and it's clout, not just the clicks. It's the relationships for some. I mean, I, too, have a close friend that is an agent, and he's like kind of like the only agent that I'm okay with, that
what
I like.
Get it?
That was almost like the fart noise that Joel hit us with the other day. Like, this kind of.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, it was kind of bad.
Give him shouts out.
It was just, well, that's not my friend.
Okay.
But to that point, with that name you just said, there are people out there that like to be friends with these dudes.
Well, and he's behind the scenes manipulating stuff, manipulating narratives.
That's the point I'm making. That's, yeah. I mean, they like, these guys like to be friends with these agents for one reason or another. And they're willing to, you know, hand in hand. You know, I do this for you. Maybe you'll invite me to a party, or you'll let me get an exclusive interview, or whatever it may be. It's all about leveraging. And I don't know. I just feel like when you get into the whole idea of how things are being communicated and how they're being done. I know when I was coming out of school, my whole thing was just work your ass off. You did everything that you could possibly do. I mean, for me, I came out early. So I already made the decision for myself that I was betting on myself. I don't need an agent to tell me. An agent, their job isn't going to be getting you from pick 29 to pick 1. Like, they're not, that's not, it's an impossibility. It's unrealistic and it's delusional if you think an agent is going to improve your draft stock, your draft status. That's not how it works. In fact, if you look at what an agent means, the term of it, it means to seek something, to find it. You're getting an agent to find you a job. Well, you don't need to be having somebody find you a job when you're a draft pick and you have draft grades. So to me, I looked at it like, I talked to the coaches, and my coaches was like, yeah, this is like, it looks good for you. Like, you could come back, but just know you're not going to improve your draft status. They didn't say, yep, you're top 5 pick, you're top 3 pick, yep, you're number 1 guy. Like, they just said that your status is that of one that's high enough where if you came out this year or next year, the only thing you could possibly do next year is maybe hurt your status, hurt your stock. So to me, when it gets into all of these agents, they fight for relevancy. And being able to fight for relevancy, you got to be able to say I'm offering something that you don't already have. That's me enticing or influencing the media to talk about you and to make your draft stock change and your status change. I did that. I'm the one that talked to these franchises and these GMs and these owners. I did that. I'm the one that made you hot. No, you didn't. You didn't. Stop all that. But, you know, cats be clout chasing. People go for it. And that's how things go, you know. That's how these relationships work. They're give and take relationships.
Well, I mean, there's a couple of different sides to this. All right. So you've got people that talk to the media and give out potentially some revelations about certain interests that teams might have in certain players. For example, Dan Pompey of The Athletic, he threw in that there's some talk amongst anonymous scouts about Caleb Williams. Some of these quotes include, 4 of the 8 scouts rated Williams last overall in immeasurables, and 3 rated him next to last. They also talked about him painting his fingernails and crying in his mother's arms in the stands after USC lost to Washington. That raised questions about his toughness. Another said, I think his toughness is yet to be determined, but when you end up sobbing in your mom's arms after getting beat, that's a disqualifier for people who aren't picking in the top few picks. I'd also say they're disqualified because, you know, if you're picking past one, like, why are you even having a conversation?
What are you even worried about it for? Right. What are you worried about it for?
So I'll say this, and I feel like all 32 teams should always do their due diligence, because you never know when that player comes up for free agency, when there's the potential of a trade. So you want to have a background on these guys, right? You don't want to 3-4 years down the road be going back to their high school or colleges and trying to figure out things, right? A lot can change in that amount of time. So that's why some of these scouts, some of these general managers are making sure that even though they don't need a quarterback, they're doing all their due diligence, you know, where something can change in an instant with players. Like, we're humans, we're people. Like, that stuff can turn on a dime, where all of a sudden a guy's unhappy, doesn't want to be there anymore. Thought you had a franchise quarterback, now you don't. So I understand why they're doing their due diligence by it, but I would just say this, generally speaking, if that's how a scout feels about Caleb Williams, then that guy's eventually going to get fired. Like, he'll eventually get exposed in the sense of he's such a legit talent, and everyone's got, you know, different things that are unique about them, or that some people view as things they don't like, or maybe things that are just different, okay? But he's that good of a quarterback where if that individual feels like he's not even, he's just last of all these, they're measurables, put on the tape, dude. Watch this guy play quarterback.
He ain't last at that.
No. And that's all that matters. So if whoever clown that said that was a scout, all right, good luck. I hope you're in the position where you have to then judge these guys in the future, and then your job relies on that, because that's a terrible way of describing and looking at it. And it's a cowardly way, too, with the anonymous source. Like, put your name on it. Like, that's the thing I hate about it.
That's called standing on business. Yeah. Stand on that S. You said it. Say I said it. I said it was whack cheese for him to sob in his mom's arm. I said it. And I even know the kid. I had the kid in one of my All-Star games. I know him. I stood on business. I said I didn't like it. I stood on it. Say it. If you're saying all this stuff, say it. Put your name on it.
But that's also why I don't feel like they're actually anonymous scouts. I think it's agents just making stuff up. Mm. And agents say that, oh, I heard a scout say this. Because any scout that I've known, like, they don't want to say much. I try to talk to scouts during when we go to college football games, who they're looking at. Like, here's the one thing that they always say. It's a standard response. Oh, we're only looking at the seniors. Because they don't want it to be perceived that they're looking at guys who are draft eligible after that season, even though they still have eligibility left in college. So a lot of times they give you this canned response of, oh, we're only looking at this guy. Trust me, when they're there at games, they're looking at everyone. Because they're doing advanced scouting for the guys in next year's draft class who are draft eligible. Guys who are draft eligible that might not come out, maybe they will. They're looking at all of it. But that is the canned standard response that you get. So I can't imagine that any scouts are actually saying this. I really do think it's agents just making crap up like they always do.
Well, we're taking them off our draft board. Don't worry about it. If you're picking 2 to 32, you've already been taken off the draft board. He's not going to be there, so I wouldn't even worry about it. There's also this as well, too. Like, because there is certain ways that you can handle interactions with the media. And then there's what Pete Fairbanks did of the Tampa Bay Rays. He blew a save against the Angels. And when asked about it, you know, he didn't use an agent or a scout to kind of give his opinion and feedback on it. He just simply broke down his performance after this blown save. Let's take a listen.
I thought it generally sucked. I didn't think it was a specific suck. I thought it was like an all-encompassing type of suck. So, you know, we're going to try and rectify that. But for right now, I'm going to be pretty pissed about it.
I like that. Now, that's a hell of a quote right there. I bang with that quote.
That's honesty.
That's standing on business right there. Yeah.
It's great. You got to watch the video, too, because he looks like he's just burning a hole through the reporter when he's telling him, like, listen, I'm like, this is how I feel, and I'm going to make you feel exactly how I feel right now after blowing that save. So look, there's just different ways you can handle interactions with the media. You can use anonymous sources, you can go straight to the source itself, or you can just, you know, let it fly and just be honest about it like Pete Fairbanks was. By the way, is he Canadian? Like, he does have a little bit of Canadian to him.
Can we listen to it again?
Yeah.
I thought it generally sucked. I didn't think it was a specific suck. I thought it was like an all-encompassing type of suck. So, you know, we're going to try and rectify that, but for right now, I'm going to be pretty pissed about it.
Unless Milwaukee's in Canada, no, that would not be accurate.
It's close, though.
Yeah,
it's close. I mean, Wisconsinites know this. They have their own kind of accent, same as Minnesota. You know, folks in Minnesota know. I'd say this as a player, when you are harder on yourself than the media can be, typically they kind of respect you for it, but also you're doing their job for them, which kind of helps because that quote that he just gave is going to be what's written about. And it's not like they're going to be able to say anything more damning than that. So that's not a bad approach. Not a bad approach for other players who feel like they might have stunk in a moment.
Yeah. Well, listen.
It's like that 8 mile rule, you know?
What's that?
You know, Eminem, just come out and say everything that they're going to say against you before they say it, and then they have nothing else to say.
Oh, great move.
Yeah, you know.
It works.
It works.
What else works is this show here, Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here from the TireRack.com studios. Yeah.
Really,
and we're going to continue. We are going to continue working here all the way up until the end of this hour, 9 a.m. Eastern time, 6 o'clock Pacific. And when we're working next here from these TireRack.com studios, we're going to tell you about somebody who just decided, yeah, that'll do it. We're going to go ahead and move on from our time here in the NFL. It's interesting. It's also par for the course nowadays in the National Football League, and that's yours right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield
windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2Pros. What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy.
This might be worse than the original. That's tough to do. That song sucked.
You are the best. You are the best.
That's a rough one. Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. Coming up 20 minutes from now here from the TireRack.com studios, we are going to have another edition of You In or You Out. If you're wondering what that's going to entail, Lee Delap somehow, some way finds up and figures out content, special days, certain days that are dedicated to certain things, and we're going to have to make tough decisions here on the air. So that'll be yours coming up again. You In or You Out about 20 minutes from now here on FSR. You know who's out of the NFL? Gone. Man up and vanished like a fart in the wind.
Jeez.
Walt Anderson.
That's not technically true. He's actually still within the NFL office, just not as the senior VP of officiating.
Yeah, let's take a step back, Walt. You don't have the senior VP role. Doesn't matter. He's the latest in a long line of officials that is going to step away. Mike Pereira once had that role. By the way, Mike Pereira's back, right? I know he had back surgery. And I think he's coming back now because I think he was on the mend for a little while. But Walt Anderson now is gone, and we've got more change and turnover when it comes to NFL officials in what I think is the worst job in sports. Being an NFL official is the worst.
Apparently, whoever's in this position of senior VP of officiating for the NFL thinks it's the worst job in all sports because there hasn't been someone who's held the position since 2010 for longer than 4 years. Mm. Now, mind you, this is the head official within the NFL that's in control of everything in regards to the officiating that you see on the field, communicating it, and kind of overseeing the entire operation of replay, etc. So it's a very, very important job. Probably even more so important because of the gambling implications now, where you got to hope everything's on the up and up with the people you're training and hiring and how these things all work out and are officiated on the field. But Walt Anderson steps down. Previously, you had guys like Dean Blandino, our good friend. He only held it for 4 years, from 2013 to 2017. You mentioned Mike Pereira. He was really the last person to hold it for longer than that four-year span. He held it for about 9 years. Jerry Seaman, Art McNally, those are some of the names beforehand. McNally held it for about forever. But this has been a position that is highly scrutinized, has a ton of pressure, and it feels like there's not a high desire for anyone to sit in the seat. And there's also speculation that Walt's son, Derek Anderson, who's a Big 12 official, was looked at as potentially being hired as an NFL official. And there's a rule where the person in that position can't bring on a family member like that. So there's speculation that that was part of it, as Walt, who's 71, trying to make way for his son to be an NFL official, who's done a good job in the Big 12. But either way, the NFL once again has to find someone else now to tab for a spot that feels like it has no upside. Like, I'm not really sure what the upside is, unless they just want to pay the person in this position buku's dollars to take the criticism and the pressure that they're going to have to endure.
There's been this talk about, are they ever going to make officials full-time? Maybe they don't want to be full-time. Like, if I had to deal with the crap that they deal with every single week, where at best you walk into a stadium and only 50% of the fans hate you, like, at best, I'd like another job I'd like to go to, whether it's work at a car wash, go be a lawyer, like, whatever it is, like, get me away from this for the time being, because I don't want to, I think the job sucks. Like, I don't know why these guys would want any part of it. Like, it's never good enough. Somebody's always got a problem. You're trying to, you know, litigate things and officiate things in real time, make, you know, quick decisions. Then there's talk about, well, we need another review here. We need another replay here. It's like they're trying to do the best they can. They do get a lot of calls right. The only ones you hear about are the ones that they miss. Like, all you hear about are the mistakes. Yeah. I wouldn't be in.
Bill Vinovich, by the way, who's been a referee.
Bill's been Vinovich. What?
Bill Vinovich.
Has he really?
Oh, that's a, yep. Man. Golly, I was just about to say, that's a hell of a name.
Damn.
Yeah, he refereed the most recent Super Bowl. So he would be one of the names that would be up for debate as far as an official who was on the field coming off the field to take over this position. But Eugene Hall, Garth DeFelice are some of the other names that have been thrown out there. In particular by a website called footballzebras.com, who was the first to break this story.
Hold on a second. I got to look this up. Bill bit a bitch. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
I thought that's what he said.
he was the official for the Super Bowl.
Oh. What do you think is the worst sport to officiate? If you had to choose, like the one that you go, this is just not any fun.
And you know what I was thinking is, like, you might say football, but I the more soccer that I've started to watch, if they don't have VAR, which is their replay system, it's got to be soccer.
Dudes
are flopping and flailing all the time. These guys are never in position to make calls necessarily, and there's only like one guy out there running around. And then when you do make a call, you got to give these guys a yellow card or a red card. People are booing at you. These soccer players are like berating you about whatever took place. It's just, the whole thing feels like it'd be, it would just be tiring. Like, I don't know that I'd ever want to officiate a soccer game with grown men crying about, you know, getting slide tackled or whatever happened out there.
Yeah, that's a good call. I would also say baseball is probably the best to officiate.
The best.
Because you can get a little bit of revenge if you want to.
Like, how?
Oh, you didn't like that call? Get a whiff of this one. It's even more outside.
Strike.
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 You don't even have to be good at
really
calling.
Get into it, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Angel really Hernandez into back there.
He's, Angel he's Hernandez, struggling. He's terrible.
Strike. It's still
what was it, Naked Gun? Naked Gun, where Leslie Nielsen.
He did all kinds of strikes, boy.
He
had so much form with his strikes.
He realized the fans liked him calling the strike, so then he got into the next one and he started gyrating his hips. So good.
That was really good. Who was that, Bob Uecker?
That was Leslie Nielsen.
Leslie Nielsen, that's right. That was good.
Hey, by the way, Leslie Nielsen is still with us, correct?
Yes.
Still. Oh, how old is he? I just want
to
make sure.
Why do we have to ask the question if we don't know?
I just
like, shouldn't that be
sure.
Something you're certain
Leslie's
of?
He's still around. He's still around.
I'm just, you know, Lee DeLapp would know better than.
I could be
84
wrong,
years old. No, he died in 2010.
Yeah, I could be wrong. Right. Yeah.
He died in 2010?
2010. He died 14 years ago.
Damn!
He died in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Jeez.
I thought he was still around. I guess him and OJ doing the Naked Gun.
Oh, no.
Naked Gun part what? Jeez. Heaven. Oh, well, never mind. I take that back.
No, OJ, no.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Naked Gun Purgatory.
Dude,
how about that?
He was buried in a place that's like Close.
Like your backyard?
No, but close enough. Like I could probably go by and see the gravesite.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, can you go there right now and call us from there?
Dang.
And just say, hey, it's true, guys. I see it.
It might take me a while to find it. I don't think there's like a sign pointing to, hey, over here. It's where Leslie Nelson's buried.
Yeah, like
here's where he lies.
Excuse me.
Like the best part in that movie is where he doesn't realize he's on a hot mic and he goes to use the bathroom and he just starts cutting a fart at the urinal.
By the way, since LeVar likes to have fun with some of these names, he is from Regina.
Oh, no.
Saskatchewan, Canada.
What's that?
No. Oh, no.
Yeah. Regina. Oh,
no. Not familiar.
What was the name of the referee again?
Bill Vinovich.
Vinovich. From Regina. From your Regina, Canada.
What's wrong with you? What's the matter with you? Hey, by the way,
Bill,
by the way, some guy sent a tweet in that said that he was confused by the bear in the swimming pool story when LeVar was telling it because he kept thinking you were saying beers.
Yeah,
it's like we've already talked about this.
We've already gone over it. Sorry. You
know? Like I say,
not sorry. It's how I say beer.
Hey, when I say Fox. You know, some people think that I'm saying something else. You know, it happens.
It's all good, man. Yeah. I have a tad bit of an accent. I don't, you know, I could care less. I speak fairly well. I say things fairly well. Certain things I say huge really weirdly. I don't, like the H is silent. Like there's certain words I say, but you know what? I speak better than the average bear. You know what I mean? So you could kiss my ass.
What do you mean you say
huge? You guys ever had to do these like, where I told you to select images for like security purposes.
Oh, yeah,
you ever have to do that?
Yeah.
Like to verify
when a bot.
Like, dude, they're getting hard.
Yeah.
They are hard. They try to confuse you.
Like some of them, I'm like, I don't know. This one looks like there could be a bridge in that one or there could be a motorcycle.
I did one where they said, click every picture that has a bicycle in it. And like I did, and it didn't pass because one of the pictures was like that, you know, the landmark where they say where you park your bike. It's not an actual bicycle. It's just something that's you know, cemented into the ground. They counted that as a bicycle. Pain in the ass. How about, I'm not a scumbag. I have no priors. Can I just go on your website, please? Can we get that in?
Clocking that time. You know, the more you fail it, the longer that you on it, and they get to, you know, take that data. Like,
this douchebag
actually took 5 minutes to try to get through. Are you a bot?
He been a bitch.
been a bitch.
I picked up the phone for a number. I don't know why I picked it up, because I obviously didn't have it in my phone. And this guy gets on. He starts, like, trying to scam me into thinking he's, like, Border Patrol. and I was thinking to myself,
you have your eggs mixed up.
That's well. I was like, he's like saying all this stuff to me. I'm like, dude, I have not ordered anything internationally. I don't know what you're talking about. And I'll say this, and I do not want this to be viewed the wrong way, but he had a very strong, it sounded like an Indian accent. Mm. And I was like, it was like hard for me to understand him. It was so strong. And so then I was like, all right, well, give me like the case number, whatever you're talking about. Like at one point I was thinking like about my grandma. I'm like, I bet if my grandmother would have picked up the phone on this call, she would have been scared out of her mind, thinking like, oh, I don't want this to happen.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, I'll give you all my information. And so I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like trying to, I'm like thinking in my head, I'm like, did my wife order something like from overseas that's being shipped? And that's what, like, is that what's happening here? And then I asked for his name. And he said his name was Jason Owens. And I was like, oh, okay. I was like, thank you very much, sir. I was like, have a wonderful day, Jason Owens. Yeah,
John Smith.
I was like, yeah, okay. This is not a real person.
From New Delhi. I had a call
like that come in before, and I told them, you do know that this call is being recorded and tracked as we speak. They hung up immediately.
The funny thing is, he told me, he goes, this call is being recorded. I go, great. I was like,
hey, Q, I threw the same thing back at him.
Yeah.
I say I work for the government. You may not know this, but I work for the government, and my phone calls all are recorded
now,
and tracked as they take place.
I would say this because I did spend
hung up.
I spent a lot of time
scared.
I spent a lot of time doing over-the-phone sales in previous careers as a telemarketer and other stuff. You know, sometimes when they're calling you and you answer and nobody's saying anything, it's because they're just trying to get the phone to go to 7 seconds so it counts as a dial for them because they've got a dial quota at the company they're with.
Nice.
So
you know. You used to do that, didn't you? You used to have all those telemarketing jobs.
You basically wrote down which ones were the fax machines. And you would just call the fax machine, or if you needed call time, you would call the DMB. So, like, I knew guys in the office.
Did you finish your calls the same way every time? That's okay, sir. You've been a bitch.
The funny thing about it is, like, when you get those calls now with people, I actually think about Jonas, too. I'm like, oh, Jonas had to do this job. I was like, I bet it stinks to be on that side.
It does. It's
and
rough.
And so I will say to them, like, I'll try to be polite. I'll be like, look, sir, I'm not interested. I appreciate the call today. And I'll, like, I know you got to get the 7 seconds. So
yeah, you have to.
I think we've been talking long enough.
Goodbye.
And then,
goodbye. Because you've been a bitch. Hey, you know what, though? It probably trained you to be as good as you are at doing radio now. So listen, to all you guys out there, telemarketers and salespeople, you have a nationally syndicated morning show in your future. Just keep going.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Great.
Knowing
great
is
call.
Growing.
Yep.
You know?
That is a great call.
Yeah, man.
Now, I mean,
look at John. He's a big radio star.
And
now.
Listen, the
he's
fact
got
that
his own show, he's got two pros that or his wingmen. I mean, think about that. Hey, I mean, how does that happen?
I think about, though, how many degenerates Jonas worked with, though, and, like, the other side of that. Like, just how they probably influenced Jonas to become who he is.
Oh, yeah, well, there's that. And also the fact that my last telemarketing job, I actually got fired because the owner went through my search history and found out.
I saw that. You were looking for different uniforms. No,
saw that I was applying for radio jobs.
Oh.
And he called me into his office, and he goes, so I have your tracking here. So, yeah, what's it say? He goes, applying for this station, that station, this station, that station. I was like, yeah. He goes, yeah, this doesn't work here. I was like, and he got like real nervous. I was like, listen, man, I'm not going to freak out. I hate this place.
I'm
so.
Not going to
do what, well, what you think I'm going to do. Like, first off, does he think this is what you want to do the rest of your life?
Well, I don't like that. Because, you know, he had questions, and I really sold him on my commitment to the company when I took the job. You know, I was like, listen, I'm all in.
Everybody else in the boiling room and say, who's coming with me?
Who's coming with me?
There was nobody there. Yeah, there was nobody. Nobody followed me out the door.
Who's coming with me?
Yeah, not great. But
Jen.
What is great is we're going to have another edition of You In or You Out coming up here shortly. And even greater than that is Eddie Garcia with the latest.
Oh, man. I had a job. It wasn't telemarketing, but it was radio research where you would call people up and ask them like what radio stations you listen to and for how long and all that kind of stuff. And I got cussed out and hung up on probably about 80% of the time.
What time would you be calling him at? Like during dinner time?
It was a thing where you know, we were in California, but we called people all over the place. There was some times we probably did call them around dinner time, so that didn't go over too well. And I went into my boss at lunchtime and I said, I'm going to go home and decide if I want to come back tomorrow or not.
Did you come back?
I did not go back. It was just after a while. It wasn't like, you know, a few days. I did it for a while, but she looked at me like, what? I'm like, yeah, I may not be back tomorrow.
Yeah. It's depressing, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Getting rejected that much.
Not a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's not a lot of fun.
Hey, take care, boss. You've been a bit.
Let's get you caught up on the NBA. We had a couple of play-in games in the East. The 7-8 matchup saw the 76ers hold off the Heat for a 105-104 win. Philadelphia was down 12 at the half. They come back to win behind Joel Embiid's 23 points and 15 rebounds. Miami star Jimmy Butler had 19 points, but he suffered a knee injury early in the game. Continued to play through it. Wasn't too effective, and they're saying maybe an MCL injury. They're going to reevaluate him. His status is unknown going forward. Philadelphia, though, with a win, earns the 7 seed. They'll take on the 2 seed, the New York Knicks, in the first round of the Eastern Conference playoffs. The 9-10 matchup saw the Bulls beat the Hawks 131-116. Kobe White, Curry, 42 points for Chicago. Atlanta's eliminated. It'll be the Bulls taking on the Heat. And the winner of that game gets the 8th seed, and they'll take on the number 1 seeded Boston Celtics. Now back to LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and Jonas Knox at TireRack.com, Fox Sports Radio Studios.
Thanks, Eddie. Two pros and a cup of Joe here, Fox Sports Radio. Coming up next, we close up shop with another edition of You In or You Out right here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros. What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy. Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. If you've missed any of this show, you can check out the podcast. It'll be posted shortly after we go off the air. You just search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. Be sure to also follow, rate, and review the pod. Again, search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. You'll see this show posted right after we get off the air. And we will be back on the air coming up tomorrow, 6 a.m. Eastern Time, 3 o'clock Pacific for a Football Friday. But right now, it's time for this.
This is really big news.
Two Pros and a Cup of Joe want you to know. If they're in.
Yeah, please.
Or if they're out.
And away we go. Lead to lab. What do we got?
Lots to get to. We're going to drop some stuff on the editing room floor. Guys, we got no NBA tonight. You can catch some hockey. It's going to be the last night of the regular season. But are you in or out on this, you guys? The Arizona Coyotes are moving to Salt Lake City. Rumor is they're going to be called either the Utah Yetis or the Utah Blizzards.
Oh, jeez. You know what the problem with the Yeti is? Like the first time I think of it, I think of one of those tumblers.
I don't think of
an actual Yeti.
By the way, I heard
started thinking about like a cold glass.
Yeah,
like
Yeti coolers.
Cup. Yeah, like I got one sitting right next to me.
Yeah.
Pink.
Yeah. Like you don't think about like a Sasquatch, right?
Right. That's Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Yeah, or the snowman, you know.
I'm in.
I don't like it. I'm out.
I like it.
Right. I guess I'm in. I'll go Yetis. Why not?
What I kind of like it. I mean, it would be
How
a badass
How about the Benefitches?
By the way, do you think it's going to be a little bit of a stark difference between the nightlife in Phoenix for those players
Ooh.
And the one in Salt Lake when they get out there?
Ooh, just a tad bit different.
I've never been to Salt Lake, but I've heard that it's not quite
there.
Like Phoenix.
It's not, well, there's not too many places quite like Phoenix.
What do you mean?
Huh? What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Damn.
It's just a nice, it's, the weather is nice. You know?
Hammers.
What?
What else we got, Lee?
Guys, it's Amateur Radio Day, also known as Ham Radio Day.
Oh, nice.
Or Ham Radios. Are you guys in or out on ham radios?
I'm out of all these national days.
What?
Well, stop.
Well, it's the day it was invented, you know, and you got to. The amateur radios are an important part of our fabric of our country.
I'm in on radio.
Amateur radio? Like, what do you mean?
Ham radio. You actually got to be licensed to have a ham radio, and they're very important in case of natural disasters.
Okay. I guess
you're talking about like walkie talkies.
Yeah. Yeah. Or if you see the truckers out there.
Hey, there, Red Squirrel. Yeah, hey, like, Red Squirrel, come in, 10-4, Red Squirrel. All right, okay, you see that? You got Smokey up there, all right, about 2 miles ahead. All right, make sure you get over. Yep, you got 2-3 on your lane.
You remember the movie Convoy? Great movie. I think Chris Christopherson was one of the main drivers in that.
Cannonball Run.
Cannonball Rabbit Hole, learning about animal crackers because it's Animal Crackers Day.
Whoa.
And animal crackers have been around since 1871.
What type of hole did you fall into, Lee?
Damn.
Nabisco came around 1901 and gave us the famous Barnum & Bailey caged box. But did you know they took the cage off in 2018 and freed all the animal crackers?
Yeah,
they weren't freed. They're going to their demise. Somebody's going to eat them.
And that's why...
You're gonna eat me!
It's got to be in the little box. It can't be in like
a big
bag.
Jar?
Right.
Yeah, or a bag. Just, okay.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
I'm in on animal crackers. I grew up on them. My kids grew up on them. My kids' kids will grow up on them. Animal crackers for life, baby. I stand on that business.
Yeah, that's what's up. Guys, it's
Animal Crackers.
Conan O'Brien's birthday, and he's got a new show that comes out today on HBO Max called Conan O'Brien Must Go. It's a travel show. He's going to be going to Ireland, Norway, Thailand, and Argentina.
Out.
Okay.
I mean,
out.
Like if I'm going to Argentina, I don't want.
Hey, I'm bringing animal crackers for the animals.
And J.K. Dobbins to the Chargers.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Good move.
Hopefully, you can stay healthy.
Does that mean no Blake Corum?
Ooh. Oh,
O'Reilly. Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.